child. As I've said already, the angel said to her, he will be great, this child, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And I want to give you just three reasons today why Jesus Christ is called here great and why it still holds today, because it's just not true in the time of Mary, but also for you and for me as well. The first reason that Jesus is called great is because of where he came from. And it's a thing that we do, probably all of us, when we meet someone for the first time, we say, well, where do you come from? Are you from Belfast? Are you from Ballymena? Are you from Ballymoney? Where are you from? Well, if anyone asked Jesus Christ, where are you from? Jesus Christ would have said, I am the Son of God. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Most High is the Lord God Almighty, the highest authority, the supreme ruler, sovereign Lord. But from him will come the Son of the Most High, someone with a unique relationship to the Most High God, God from God, full of the authority of God, yet also full of the compassion of God for the world. Ask Jesus, where do you come from? And he would say, I am the Son of the Most High God. That's the first reason why he is great. Secondly, he is great because of his rule in the middle of human history. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob. I've been on a tour through Westminster, the Houses of Parliament as we see them. And in that place, there is the throne of the king or the queen. And it's the place where they sit at the state opening of Parliament. No one else is allowed to sit. It's for the monarch and for the monarch only. A throne represents power. A throne represents authority. But the throne of Jesus, unlike that throne, is no symbolic throne. Jesus rules the world. The Lord is sovereign. He rules on behalf of his people. He rules to invite others like you and me to come to him. He's the king who paid for his people in his own blood. I wonder tonight, do you know his rule in your life? It's one thing to know he rules the world, but does he rule over your life? Can you say your God reigns in me and over me? Because this is the greatness of Jesus Christ. He doesn't force people to follow him, but through his love, he draws them. And he melts their hearts. And when they understand that he shed his blood for them on the cross, then their hearts are so moved that they want to follow him. They want to love him. They want to serve him. And that's his greatness, that he's not out by an act of force to win followers, but by the force of his love to win followers. And that is how he rules in the middle of human history. And thirdly and finally, he's great not just because of his rule, not just because of where he came from, but also because of the length of his reign. I mentioned Alexander the Great, and I said that he died at 33. And that huge empire stretching from Greece the whole way to India was divided into four of his generals. Or Adolf Hitler claimed his kingdom would last for 1,000 years. The Third Reich, that's what he boasted, it would last for 1,000 years. It lasted 12. But this king Jesus and his kingdom will have no end. Who would have believed that that baby born in Bethlehem all those 2,000 years ago, that here today on the furthermost parts of the continent of Europe would be people who gather in a place like this to sing about that child? If you'd have told people 2,000 years ago that that would happen, they'd have thought you were mad. And yet here we are today on the further westernmost parts of the continent of Europe, and we are meeting to praise this child, this Savior, this Lord, this King. Because of the length of his reign, 2,000 years and counting. Because this greatness of Jesus Christ is no mere human greatness. This is the greatness of God that lasts for all eternity. So let me end tonight with a question. Is Jesus Christ great in your life? Or is he a nobody in your life? I looked up a dictionary, and the opposite of great, it says, is small, unimportant, ordinary. And I was thinking, you know, you cannot say about the life of Jesus Christ that it was a small life. You cannot say about the life of Jesus Christ that it was an unimportant life. We even count our calendar from it. And you cannot say about the life of Jesus Christ that it was an ordinary life. It's not small, it's not unimportant, it's not ordinary, it is great. This is the greatest life ever lived, born of a virgin, sinless throughout. His miracles, his teaching, his sacrificial death, his rising from the dead, his ascension into heaven. And salvation is found in him and in him alone, for there is no other name given under heaven among men and women by which we must be saved. He is great because of where he came from. He is great because of his rule in human history, and he is great because of the infinity of his reign. His kingdom shall last forever. But is he great in your life? Is he reigning over you? If not, surrender to him today and call him Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Let's stand and sing our concluding carol this evening, O Holy Night. And what a night it was when he was born, a holy night. And let's stand and sing this wonderful carol of praise to him.